New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, 5 o'clock hour, 1040 O Street. We're the old school crew, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Matt, 168th and Maple up there in the O. Once again, thanks to Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle coming in on this Friday, even though it's usually Thursday. And big shout out to Jake Sorensen and Nick Sander out there representing the ticket along with themselves and Husker Nation in NYC, giving us hourly or showly or every show updates what the goings on and what's the happenings out there. And then also we'll be posting periodically out throughout the night as they're going to a Big Red pregame bash. Now, with that being said, obviously, DP, the game is tomorrow. Obviously, we got the pregame show brought to you by A1 Automotive. And then obviously we'll be going all the way up until game time. But with Bill O'Brien having his, I guess, pregame presser or the news coming out, let you know why the line went up only, in my opinion, a little bit less than I would expect. A point and a half to four. It's not even a touchdown. With their two mainstays deciding to opt out of the game. Obviously, Bill O'Brien and those in the staff knew that probably well in advance. And I'm sure some of the people in Vegas knew well in advance. They wanted to get everybody in at a certain price point and now raise it up a little bit. So if you snooze, you lose. What are your thoughts on that? And do you let your guard down as a player and or a coach or a team with two potential, well, for sure one potential first round pick and the offensive tackle as well, probably second, third round guy potentially in the draft sitting out?
You can't, as you said, you can't fake football.
Yeah.
And so your job, if you're a Husker, doesn't matter on who your opponent is. It doesn't matter. Once you start evaluating, paying attention to what Boston College is doing or your opponent is doing, you're not doing your job. You're not honoring why you're there. And to, for any Nebraska player, I don't care who you are, what side of the ball, or ball you're on, what position. I don't care who's wearing that Boston College jersey.
Yeah. Because they don't care either.
My techniques are the same. My rules of engagement are the same. My preparation is the same. My execution is the same. My finish is the same. Like, that's a, you know, yeah. You leave that for the point odds makers. Listen, I'm actually going to get a little more upset and feel disrespected that their best is not going to be there. Like, how dare you? How dare you not? Like, you come out here with
it, though.
You bringing your little brother to the fight, bro. You send your little brother over to fight me. I'm a grown man. Like, somebody about to get this work. And listen, Nebraska should not pay attention. Do not pay attention to who's hand in the dirt or the grass at Yankee Stadium is across from you. Don't care. Do your job. Play for the dude next to you. Represent your name and your brand and finish. I don't care who lines up for Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be the attitude. I mean, like I said, you know, much like this season, and I feel it just the same with this game here. It's a maturity game. You know, it's got to be different guys that have to be mature. Obviously, I felt like this was a football team maturity year. You know, beat the teams you should, and obviously end up 6-6 and gave away a couple games, which you know, you can't rehash or replay. You just got to hopefully learn from it. But this is a maturity bowl game. I mean, they're you're in New York City, so there's natural distractions with 10 million people there just walking around living their daily life with just a football game going on in less than 24 hours. And then you have the distraction of, quite frankly, a whole new like football department, athletic department going to do something that two previous staffs weren't able to do. So it's all new to everybody in that building. And so that is a little bit of a distraction, not.
And new to the coaches, because you have new staff members. You have new coaches.
But they've all been to a bowl game.
They haven't been around this group of young people.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, I mean, that's a little bit, but it's more or less, you know, get there. You know, I call it get the Disneyland effect out of your system. And then come Wednesday night, it's time to lock in. And that's going to be the maturity or the immaturity of the each individual player. And then obviously as the team to, yes, getting to New York City is great. You went out there on the 23rd and there's a lot to see. It's a once in a lifetime trip. And you're going to experience a lot being there. You get to do the, you know, entry party. You get to, you know, play the, you know, how they compete against each other and like ping pong and all that. They do a lot of things. You know, and then you get to go to a Knicks game, you know, Chris, you get to go to 9/11 site, you know, Central Park and all that stuff. But ultimately, the trip becomes a lot more special when you win. And yes, they have, you know, Donovan Azeriku is out. Obviously, he's the best player on their team. 17 sacks. You know, he has a, you know, 3 forced fumbles. I mean, he's a one man wrecking crew, led him in tackles. But ultimately, the maturity is going to come from playing yourself. Nebraska's opponent will be itself. And the hay's in the barn, but you got to go out there and play, because as long as you play to your capabilities, you will come out on the end, no matter if Donovan was playing, no matter if the offensive tackle was playing, because Nebraska's, you know, supremely talented compared to Boston College. But one thing that you have to prepare for is Boston College's best shot. And it's always that what if. We talked about the Oklahoma and Navy. Now, if Oklahoma and Navy played, you know, over 10 years, you know, Oklahoma probably would come out on the top end more times than not. But that's the thing that's really special about bowl games, and that's what can be frustrating and disappointing about bowl games, is because it's a snapshot, and you got it. I always say you have to pass the walk-by test. And it's very important for both teams, and I think both coaches said it. This is a game played in 2024, but it's the first game of 2025. It's the first game, and in particularly for Nebraska, when you have some super seniors that are leaving, obviously by graduation, and there'll be a few that go to NFL. So this is a time for, whether you like it or not, your young quarterback's got to be a leader. He's got to lead his own way. He can't be anybody but himself. All right. Then you got to have guys step up on defense that go from maybe freshmen or part-time players, step up and take a, you know, stronghold on the team. And then you got to like input eventually the new guys coming in, you know, through the transfer portal and freshmen. But it starts right now, and it starts tomorrow.
How does it happen now? And is it different than how y'all handle it? So go back 30 years and just remember that a lot of the players that were able to return have the ability and option to go elsewhere. That this game can be resume for any player who plays.
Oh, you mean in the portal, right, you mean? Right? Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's going to be some. But, I mean, at this point, if you're a player looking to go somewhere else, you won't play good tomorrow.
So, for the guys who are coming back and know they're coming back, don't you want to use this as an opportunity to get really good tape? And then aren't you a little offended if you know a guy ahead of you isn't coming back, or the guy behind you is eating up on your time? How do you manage that?
Well, I mean, it's like you're trying to make the team over again. So, you know, I would expect to get your best shot. I think one of the biggest things that probably didn't get talked about enough, and I alluded to it, and people might not have picked up on it or not, the first year, and you see this all the time in the NFL, the first year a coach comes in, and let's face the colleges like little mini pros, everybody's going to be on their best behavior, right? Because you want to stay here, whether it's you're from close by, you feel obligated to stay here. You want to, whatever the reason is. So you're going to work your hardest. You're going to do whatever you need to do, right? You're going to get in line. And then obviously you're going to play well, right? Obviously, ideally. Yeah. Well, then you get comfortable, right? then you might get a couple pats on the back, and then you might think just because you got a couple pats on the back, it's equivalent of I've arrived. Well, then that's how you dookie down your leg. That's how you come out of halftime a little bit flat. Well, then that's how you get in your feelings some. And look, there's plenty of blame to go around. I'm just talking about from a player's perspective. It changes when you start to believe things that are actually not true. And it goes both ways. You're never as good as they tell you you are, and you're never as bad as they tell you are or you think you are, because generally the coach is not going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? So somewhere in between. But what cannot be lost is what it takes to be good and what it takes to get better than being good. Go from average to good, good to great, great to phenomenal, whatever you want to say. That can get lost in translation. The best thing about right now is, like DP said, if I'm there, my theme for this game is I'm putting people on notice. For me, if I was a player, I'm putting the rest of the team on notice. This is Jay Foreman. Like, this is who I am. And I should have done that leading up to this game. So this game is just a formality. Then I'm putting the coaches on notice. This is what you're getting. Then I'm putting whoever decides to come in here as a transfer portal or a freshman, this is what you're going to be dealing with. And this is just a snapshot because I haven't even been able to turn it up yet. So just to put you on notice. And then as a linebacker group, or, you know, obviously I'm always talking about linebackers or a defense, each room, let's put people on notice. Then you come together wholly or holistically. We are putting the Big Ten and the rest of the nation on notice. That's the type of mindset you have. And then everybody comes in because it's going to be revolving every year. So as a coach, once I know my roster set, I'm coaching you 1,000% like I've been knowing you since I was a little kid. And then if you decide to leave, as long as I treat you right, coach you hard and all that, I can't stop that. Now, I'm going to coach you. Only thing I can do is coach you in the moment. But for these players, it's a hard thing to think about, DP. And I'm glad you said that, because you got some guys that are showing up thinking, I'm gonna try to find another spot. And then you got some guys saying, we have got to make some noise. You got some guys that I have to make some noise, guys, versus we. Now, more we guys will show up because most of the guys that I'm assuming on the roster aren't going anywhere. The guys that have decided to leave are, you know, going. But these other guys that might get in that hadn't played, that are going to get the chance to play in the bowl game.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Might be on the move at a later point in time. And that's just the point of college football right now. But ultimately, whether it's the coaches, the players, the football program, this is where you got to put people on notice. If you want to change people's opinion, tomorrow come 11, it's a step in the right direction. It's not the answers, but it's a step in the right direction.
Right. Isn't that it though, Austin, right? Like, we're not missing the layup that this is such a unique 48 hours.
Well, hold on. This is, we'll see. 5, the 7, it's 18 hours.
Right.
Right, the game's tomorrow, right?
But yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was more important.
Right,
yeah.
That through all of the connections, emails, all the things that are going on, tampering, air quotes.
Yeah.
All those things. And then the distraction of now having 15,000 Nebraska alumni in your window outside your hotel, having the boosters of every major football program in the country with eyes on New York City. And then, oh, by the way, you got to put your hand in the grass, tape up, and get your neck fat and try to get your work on. That if you don't put the first thing first, you're always going to be distracted. Like, if you don't put that first thing, which is, you know what? I got to tape up, strap up, and go get to work. All the rest of it becomes negative.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, it is tricky. It is tricky, especially for these young kids, and it's hard to get them to be focused. And that's part of what you'd want to do. Look, people are still going to be tampering or whatever, and what do they got, 5 days or something like that, right?
Through tomorrow.
Well,
yeah, 28th.
Yeah, and then you got 5 days after the bowl game, right? I mean, so it's like I always said, Nebraska's in a tricky spot because of the position that, you know, like Bill Parcells says, most of the time it's true, and it majority of the time it's true. You are what your record says you are, 6-6. And it's tricky because on the same token, I can argue to where they should sleptwalk to 8-4. Well, the difference between 6-6 and 8-4 is a totally different mindset. People don't attack your roster as viciously when you're 8-4 because they have the assumption that you're staying because you're close, right? When you're 6-6, it's like I just say ollie oxen free. You got a lot of people that were good on an average team, so now they think they're great, and you got a lot of great teams that are looking for average players. So when they go places, they think they're great. Then the reality is going to come in about April, May, or whatever spring starts. It's like, whoa, they got five guys that look like me, and what I was getting into isn't what I think it is. Now, if there's a stupid amount of money out there, I'm sure every coach will tell you, listen, you got to go get it. But if somebody's trying to pay you five times what we can pay you, then you got to go do it. As a coach, I was like, you know what, dude? Have at it. Mm-hmm. So that's the tricky part. This is a business decision, but it has to be a future decision. And your future can be you know, nullified or thrown a curve because of a in the moment decision, of a unrealistic decision, and it could stymie you from what you're potentially saying that you want to do, which is obviously play on Sundays. And that's what you're facing right now. And, you know, I think it's probably pretty much set. I mean, I'm assuming, be very surprised, but ultimately, you know, for Nebraska to get, like, if you have any aspirations of uptick in your bank account, come tomorrow at 11.
Well, but you always say
you better be ready.
Your best resume is the work. It's the work, and we get caught up in 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, social media engagement, cute quotes, and all those things. And ultimately, no, those are the last things. Those are the things that happen as a result of, you know what? I took care of my body. I got rest. I did my film study. I honored the meetings, and then, quite frankly, I'm ready to kick off to kick your tail. Yeah. And that, like, all the rest of the stuff about a bowl, the beauty of the bowl game is you have 3 weeks to prepare to kick somebody's tail. Like, and if you tell me you a football player and I give you 3 weeks to kick somebody's butt and you go out there and lay an egg, you're not the one. You're not the one. Like, this is all of this. This is another chance for everybody wearing that in to kick somebody's tail tomorrow. Like, that's all the other stuff. If you got distracted by your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, three cousins that you haven't seen in a year coming to New York City to watch a game, going to the Empire State Building, going to Central Park, all that stuff is going to happen if you do the work at 11 o'clock tomorrow. All of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's, you know, focus and drive is a huge factor in all this. And I think it's a good opportunity for these young guys to, you know, the younger guys on the team to listen. You can't talk your way into like winning. You can't talk your way into being tough, but you can play your way into it, and you can start the process of it to come tomorrow. Because look, Nebraska should beat Boston College. But if you think that Boston College, coached by Bill O'Brien, is going to go down to New York City, where they're obviously in closer proximity than you know, Nebraska, and lay down, boy, you're going to be in a dogfight come the second quarter, and you're going to be looking at each other like with some little bit of regret. Show up with your mind right, because a lot can be had just in you know, obviously 3 hours time.
In the grand scheme of things, the Pinstripe Bowl isn't a huge deal, right? If you look at the college football playoff, the landscape, it's okay, here's another bowl game on December 28th. Cool, whatever. Except that for Nebraska, it is a big deal, which is why I appreciate Matt Rhule saying Nebraska's going to win. We're trying to handle it, because for this program, relative to some of the other moments it's faced, this is a big stage. This is a postseason stage. It's different than anything they've experienced since 2016. Nobody on this roster has been to a bowl game with Nebraska. So seeing Nebraska come out tomorrow, play well, handle the moment, right? Find that fine line to walk between enjoying and appreciating the experience, but not smelling yourself, not getting distracted by it. The players that play well, yeah, those are dudes that you can see taking a leap next year, being part of the next winning Nebraska team. Guys that they get caught up in the moment, in the sights and sounds, the glitz and the glamour, that's a little bit more of a tough sell. Because, no, you hope that for these players, this isn't the biggest stage that they get in their careers, right? You hope that there's more on the horizon. But to this point, it's the biggest stage for them. So this is a first test to see how they handle a moment like this. If they pass this test, you feel good about them. You want to see them in an opportunity with the next biggest test.
There's no other game. For anybody playing, there's no other game. Like, when you start telling me you think about the NFL and you thinking about, nope. Easiest way for you to get wrecked is to think you got another game coming to you. You better honor the game. And listen, nobody should want to be okay with getting on a plane, coming back from New York with a 7 in the loss column. Not nobody. That conversation, listen, I'm not walking around for the next 6 months talking about I'm a member of a 6-7 program. Like, we did that. No, man, I will fight people. I will fight people in New York City for the ability to come back and say we won 7 games.
Yeah,
everything matters. Yeah. I don't care.
The hard part is you're playing as a team at Boston College that's trying to get to 8 wins. I mean, you got to think Bill O'Brien is trying to listen. Nobody really wanted that Boston College job. That's fair to say.
Jeff Hafley literally left to be an NFL assistant
in like late too, and Bill O'Brien said, "Listen, I can come here and make chicken salad out of you know what." And to put a cement on that, we'll put the ACC on notice. People think, listen, Bill O'Brien can recruit, he can coach. And you think Hoodie down there doesn't understand what Bill O'Brien's going to bring? And I'm telling you, Bill O'Brien would like nothing else to beat up on his former, you know, boss and mentor, you know, Bill Belichick in the future. This is a step for them if they go out there and play well. And this is the thing, obviously, you know, that Boston College got some, you know, some players gone, but you always have, I always say this, just because you beat Purdue last year, you always prepare that they're going to be better and for their best shot. So Boston College has the opposite end, number 15, Quintavious Hutchins. You know, he has 3.5 sacks, but if you look at it, he has 3 in the last 4 or 5 games. So that lets you know that he's been inserted into the lineup because he's injured before. So if you don't think that he's trying to have a coming out party, stepping in for the future first, second round draft choice, if you don't think he's trying to do some of the things that DP said, and you think, oh, well, number 6 is gone, I got to chill for 3 hours. Well, next thing you know, this dude's going to be on the map, and then he's going to be all over our quarterback, 15-on-15 crime. So that's why you have to have your mindset. Whether you're an offensive lineman, if I'm Gunnar Gutula, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, everybody's saying we need offensive line help. Well, I'm going to show you. So whoever's coming in, don't think you're just going to walk in and take it. And the reason why I can say this, we didn't have the portal back then, but obviously Nebraska was at the height where we were able to go get some guys. And I remember, you know, we're great friends now. Tony Ortiz came in. He was the USA Today Defensive Player of the Year from Waterbury, Connecticut. And to be frank, Coach Samuel told my dad he thought the dude was going to come in and play and start. As a true freshman coming out of high school, now mind you, I was only a red shirt, but I'd started. It's no different. Now, granted, I'd started for 12 games, you know, whatever it was, or we were national championships in 94, but that just lets you know you're always chasing the inevitable. You're never going to catch it. They're always going to try to bring a guy in to compete with you. So how you stymie that is tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And DP said it. His mindset is there's no more important game. My mindset is this. We're live on stage. We're not only playing in a bowl game, we're actually playing in somewhat of our national championship game tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Because, listen, people are rolling out of bed. They're getting ready. There's other teams that play a little bit later. They're going to watch the first half of that Nebraska game, right? The people that vote and all whatever, they're watching that game tomorrow until the other one comes on. So we're live on stage. This is no different when we used to play Iowa at 11. Everybody's like, oh, we got to play a day after Thanksgiving. Good. We're the only show in town. So if you take that mindset, it should work itself out. So what's going to work itself out? We're going to take a quick break. Come back, the old school crew. In about 4 or 5 minutes, we'll dive into some more of the details. What's going to win? What's going to be a big factor into it? A little NFL news. Is Russell on the move again? The things coming out of Pittsburgh. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.